This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author Emma Southon, her new book, A Rome of One's Own, The Forgotten Women of the Roman Empire, The Profiles of Women Through the Kingdom, the Republic, the Empire, and then the Late Antiquity, when the Christianity shows up and changes the Roman Empire completely. This episode that Emma narrates is from the Republic, early Republic, about 5th century BCE, 5th to 6th century BCE. And it's the deliberate sacrifice, human sacrifice, of a Vestal Virgin named Oppia. What's significant here is that Oppia has done no wrong. Oppia's sacrifice is because something bad has happened, perhaps lost a battle, perhaps there's been a plague, perhaps the flood of the Tiber. And Emma narrates how it is that they decide that Oppia must die and how she dies. Emma Southon, the book A Rome of One's Own, Forgotten Women of the Roman Empire, The Death of Oppia, a Vestal Virgin, 483 BCE. Much more of this tonight.
So they effectively sacrifice her to the gods, but without actually sacrificing her. It's necessary, the way they find out that a Vestal Virgin has lost her virginity and stopped being a virgin is generally that something terrible will happen and there will be signs and omens from the gods, and they need to placate the gods. So they make what is effectively a human sacrifice, but without having to get their own hands dirty, because they don't technically like human sacrifice. So they hold a funeral for her where they parade her through the city as though she is already a body. And then they take her to a cave that has been dug out just inside the walls of Rome. And they wall her inside that hole in the ground with some milk, some bread, and an oil lamp. And they leave her in there to either suffocate or starve to death, which is a very slow and very horrible way to kill somebody.